you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulit and Fupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Good morning, Googs.
Top of the morning to you, Saul.
Awesome stuff. Now I see there's things happening there with the leadership at mining firm Exxaro.
Oh yeah, this has been some interesting months in terms of developments that have taken place at Exxaro. So Nombasa Tsengwa has been the CEO at the group for just over 2 years now. But in December, following a few news allegations and headlines that she had actually had a different style in terms of her management, largely being intimidating and actually contributing to the departure of several of her executives in the group. This is then essentially led to a suspension of Nombasa Tsengwa, who has now decided to resign with immediate effect as of yesterday. We do understand that Tsengwa had raised a number of concerns, essentially saying that she was suspended without any efficient and adequate disciplinary hearing, believing that the board had overstepped its boundaries purely based on the outcomes of the publication and what she describes as defamation of character, essentially saying that she was not good at her leadership skills. So this one is quite interesting in terms of her decision to resign with immediate effect. We do know that following the ongoing conversations and suspension from the board, that she did approach the high courts to actually address this particular issue in terms of defamation of character. However, it was struck off the roll because it was not deemed to be an urgent matter. So 20 years in the mining industry, lots of experience within her realm, specifically when it comes to the movement of coal in South Africa. I think this is going to be a very interesting one just for us to reflect on leadership, the role of course, team members when they do decide to leave organizations, but also the concerns it does raise around defamation of character and other consequential issues that have been brought to the fore.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that. Now, you and Phumelele Mutine had a great coverage of the SONA yesterday. What are some key economic outcomes from that State of the Nation address?
Yeah, Pimela and myself, as well as the Kaya News team, together with the wonderful producers and technical team we were with, really made sure that we were able to broadcast effectively from the State of the Nation address yesterday. What really stuck out for me was some of the economic outcomes. And of course, it does seem as though that social distress of relief grant is something that is going to stay for many South Africans. What will be particular or peculiar is whether or not we see similar pronouncements being made in the budget speech that will be held later this month. Fundamentally, there's a strong focus on the Transformation Fund. We've been hearing rumors about it. The DTIC hasn't necessarily come out to confirm much of its structure, but that too needs to be reflected in the budget speech as to how it will be funded, the administration of the capital, and most importantly, the levels of growth that we're looking to anticipate from this inclusion of this fund. As also was mentioned by the president, municipalities have a strong focus in terms of making sure that they're able to administer their own funding, but also infrastructure development will remain a key priority for the country going forward. So these are just a few nuances that will definitely have to be reflected in the budget speech going forward. And of course, garner the buy-in of the private sector to ensure that there's a heightened level of camaraderie between business and government.
Let's talk markets. What are those looking like?
The markets will open up from 87,000 this morning, the 191 points for the JSE All Share Index. SONA, it does seem as though it was well received because the rand remained resilient. 18.45 against the US dollar is where we're trading, 22.95 to the British pound, and now 19.16 against the euro.
Thank you, Googs. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulit and Fupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.